Time now for a pop-up story here on Current State. Once a month, we host a live public storytelling event at any number of locations around Lansing. This one's from our last event at Allen Marketplace, where the theme was putting down roots. Storyteller Missy Lilje describes how her roots called her home.
So somebody who I wish I was good friends with, Oprah, she used to say on her show that you are not your job, you are not what you do. And that is something that I think my parents would have agreed with. They both were teachers, and my dad's family goes back a couple of generations here in this area. And he tried really hard to move us to the suburbs. Well, he did move us to the suburbs when we were born. They moved us out to Hazlitt. And I got the sense that success would be defined by going out into the world, into a new place, and setting down your roots and making your life there. And I, through my life, have started to think of roots in two different ways. One way is kind of that scary movie, gnarly monster that you can't escape from. And the other way is something more stable and secure and comforting. And the second one is, it can be beautiful because it can also sustain growth. And I'm going to start kind of at the end and jump around a little bit. I was asked to present at the National Dance Education Organization about the work that I do here in Lansing, which I think is funny because I always thought, if I'm a dancer. I grew up praying, dear God, please let me figure out how to be a dancer. Please let me be a dancer. I don't care what it takes. And then I would wake up in the morning and go, I think I'm going to be a teacher. I think I'm going to be a psychologist. I think I'm going to be anything but a dancer, because you can't make a living that way, I was told. So I decided I'm going to be a dancer. And I thought that meant that I had to leave Lansing. And so I tried. I was a professional dancer. I toured all over the place. I, you know, went to grad school in Phoenix, Arizona, spent time in New York on the West Coast. I mean, and every day that I was away, I could just feel, whether they're gnarly roots or comforting, comforting sustainability, I felt that pull. And I would have a fight with myself about which is it. Is this a positive thing or a negative thing? Well, eventually, when I turned 30, I just decided to stop fighting the pull. And I had this great job in Arizona, and just out of nowhere, I decided to quit and just come back. I didn't have a job waiting for me here. All I had was the lack of willingness to fight the pull of the roots. And so I just plopped myself down here, and doors started opening up, and it felt like the roots were talking to me and saying, see, we told you so. We told you that if you would come back, you could feel some comfort here and that you could be a dancer here. And so I work for this wonderful organization called Happen Dance, and have been able to work full-time as a dancer and a choreographer and a teacher, and now as a community member, in a way that I feel makes a difference and makes, I hope, the community better. And a little over a year ago, Joan Nelson called me and said, well, I know you've been located in Okemos for the last 20 years, but have you ever considered opening a satellite location in Lansing? And of course I had. Of course I had. I'd looked at properties over the last 15 years, even before I had the authority to make such a decision on behalf of Happen Dance. I was always going, oh, look at that vacant space. We could put a Happen Dance satellite location in there. So when Joan said, have you ever thought about this? I said, of course I had. And she said, well, how fast could you get your board to make a decision to move into this storefront next to the neighborhood center? And I have this wonderful board of directors, and they said, okay. And again, you know, the roots were like, I told you so, here's a grant, here's support, so we haven't even quite been here 1 year, but it feels like we've been here forever. And to disagree with my good, I wish she was my friend Oprah, I do feel like who I am is my job. I do feel that what I do is who I am. It's an expression of who I am. And the roots that surround me are constantly agreeing with me and saying, we told you so. Happy to be here in Lansing.
And we hope to see you next Wednesday for more first-person true live storytelling at Valley Court Park. This is next Wednesday, 7 p.m., Valley Court Park in East Lansing. Our next pop-up stories, it's The Call of the Wild, stories of wildlife, the outdoors, and nature. We get started at 7 p.m.